If I could speak to my younger self, I would tell her to believe. I would tell her that there is power in the words and the thoughts that we hold for ourselves. If I could speak to my teenage self, I'd tell her not to be so angry, to keep going, to trust, to forgive, and to release all of those who have hurt you. And be patient, because you will meet people who will support and guide you on your path. I will tell the older me to look at where you're going and not where you have been. In a chapter in the book of life, I walked through a door that opened many doors that allowed me to stand before you today with my bachelor's in administration of justice. I walked into healthy babies at the age of 17 because I was pregnant. They opened many doors of support, honesty, guidance, and challenged me to go higher. With a hard push, and I mean hard, they sent me in pursuit of my education. They opened many doors of support, and then the doors to the Hoops for Youth Foundation, where I met the Lyons family, who honored me to be the first recipient of the Jim Lyons Scholarship after the loss of their son. Most often, we walk through doors and quickly leave. In leaving, we leave opportunities behind, and those opportunities become a memory or a story of what could have been. I remember walking through the door with many others in 2008 to join the classes at Healthy Babies Project. I'm glad that I stayed through all the bumps in the roads, for every call and every text, for the tough talks, the home visits, the classes, the diapers, the food, the wipes, the education, and most importantly, the love. I am Dakota Cruz. I am DC. Remember my name. I have been through trials and tribulations, and now the world awaits me. I'm not done yet. A few more chapters are being written in this book. The words you speak become the house that you live in. Please support and give to Healthy Babies and the Hoops for Youth Foundation. Thank you.